Just one day before the midterm elections that promise to save your hopes for our country, or confirm your worst fears, depending on your politics, there's one topic that has been talked about and talked about and talked about, and the story still isn't over. Money in politics. I'm here not to talk about the latest problems in campaign finance or all of the other tiresome arguments you've heard so many times before. Instead, I want to think for a minute about people who bring their own money into the race for public office. I'm someone who thinks that the money system in U.S. politics is broken. I think I'm not alone with that thought. But my perspective on these candidates, self-financed, as they're often called, may be unique. I'm asking for just a minute or two of your time to hear me out on this idea. When I worked in the Senate for John Corzine, former chairman of Goldman Sachs, who broke all previous records of spending personal wealth in his campaigns for senator and then governor of New Jersey, I heard all of the criticisms. He bought his seat, people would say. What happened to the debating the issues, I'd hear. Other people had arguments about how self-financed candidates hurt the system. They sabotage the system and exert too much influence over whose voice and which arguments get heard. They're elite and disconnected from normal people, not who we should have representing us, especially in such high office. To these critics, I say, you may be right. These guys have a luxury that isn't available to most of the rest of us. Plastering their faces on billboards, buying radio spots and TV ads shouldn't replace real debate on the issues. Elected officials shouldn't be out of touch. They should know and understand the struggles of real people. But I also will add that under the current system of campaign finance rules in the U.S., self-financed candidates offer voters a louder voice in their government and make democracy work the way it was supposed to. They answer to voters, not to donors. If we're going to talk in terms of buying seats, the truth is somebody buys every seat. Big oil, big tobacco, trial lawyers, you name the interest group. And so given that that's the way our system works today, if it's up to me, I'd rather a candidate buy her independence from big moneyed interests by financing the campaign herself, and then be accountable to voters. Thanks for listening.